Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Today's photographers don't often spend days upon days in the dark. They spend their time in front of a computer. The digital age comes with less chemicals and more tedious time manipulating images on a glowing screen. This is the case with UMD student photographer Jared Wanniger. He is one of the emerging photographers currently featured at the Duluth Art Institute, where he used traditional and experimental photography processing. But he's also opening a very digitized senior exhibition right here at UMD next Tuesday at the Tweed Museum of Art. Senior art shows open every Tuesday at the Tweed from 4 to 6 p.m. and run just 1 week. This is one not to miss. Radio Gallery is pleased to be joined by this emerging photographer.
My name is Jared Wanniger, and usually I'm a photographer, but for my senior show, it's more of like a digital kind of graphic design type of work.
Is that something you started in a class?
This is my fifth year here, so I've been finding, like, I really like photography, but I'm also, like, a huge video game nerd, and I've been really getting into, like, kind of this 8-bit pixel kind of look, so I wanted to do something with that, because it's kind of like pointillism. I like just drawing one little pixel at a time, and that's kind of how I started doing things like that. Basically, where I got the idea for this is last year I had a senior seminar 2 class and we learned about the art auction houses in New York. So what my project is I took the 10 most expensive paintings ever sold in the art auction houses and I made giant pixel versions of them, kind of like eight, like if you wanted to see a famous Picasso, how it would look in an old Nintendo game. So they're going to be about the same size as the actual painting, but they're all going to be blocky and pixelated. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to list the price that the actual painting sold for, and then my price is going to be $1 per pixel. So it'll, like, if there's 100 pixels in it, it would be a $100 painting. And it's just supposed to kind of make, that's why the show's called Worth. It's supposed to make people think about how much they put value into art and whether you actually enjoy the piece or if you just want to brag to your friends that you have a famous painting by any means.
Talk about the process of pixelating these famous works.
It's a very long process. Basically, what I did is in Photoshop, I'd pull up like a picture of the original painting and I'd lay a grid on it and then I'd make another grid and a new kind of page that matched it and I would zoom into the squares on the grid. I'd basically just slowly scan back and forth over the painting, drawing one little pixel at a time. It's a bit tedious.
So the show goes up Tuesday, and it'll be up through the week.
Yep, it goes up January 31st. The show opening starts at 4. From 4 to 6, I'll be there, and there'll be free food if anyone wants to stop by. And then, yeah, it'll be up through February 7th.
Talk about putting your senior show together.
Some students choose to show work that they already had completed. And this project was being built off of another one. So I already had 4 of these done, but I wanted to do 10. So I spent most of my winter break just watching Netflix and pixelating famous paintings. And then I got here and there was all this like administrative stuff, fill out all these forms, turn them in all on time. So
it's been a whirlwind.
Yeah. Figure out when this deadline needs to get done and then worry about everything else after that. The Duluth Art Institute just recently had the Emerging Photographers exhibit.
Were you part of that?
I'm also a part of that. I have 4 pieces hanging up there.
Talk about the series that you put into that.
I don't know if you know what a cyanotype is. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the blue images. What I did is I would splatter the paper with chemistry so only parts of it got coated. And then I took really up-close images of a bunch of faces and put them on there so only parts of the faces would show up.
What do you see in your future?
Right now the plan is to go off to grad school, get my master's, and then I'd like to teach photography at a university part of the time and then try to become a famous photographer.
The opening reception for Jared's exhibit Worth is on Tuesday, January 31st from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Tweed Museum on the UMD campus, and his photos are up at the DAI through March 31st. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Molly Friedstrom. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Red Mug Coffeehouse and Gallery in Superior. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. We welcome questions or comments to KUMD at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.